WMISFM, the river. Our final Beaver Fever Friday from Giovanni's. Still have time to stop by and join us for lunch buffet. Seriously, you've never heard of pepperoni and green olive before coming here?
No, that's just not an Ohio thing. Mm.
It's delicious.
It is.
You can get your own pepperoni and green olive right here at Giovanni's. We shift our attention right now to Beaver Men's Golf. Cody Cook with us. Thanks for joining us today, Cody.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You have been a part of a program that to this day confuses me how it is as successful as it is in northern Minnesota.
Makes two of us.
Akron took over. Well, now I'm doubting myself.
It was 10 years? 9 years?
8, 9, 10 years, something like that.
Yeah.
From Coach Niskanen. And Niski had a very successful men's golf program here. Akron has continued that. In all seriousness, when you were coming here, were you expecting Bemidji State to be as competitive, and were you expecting the Northern Sun as a whole, with all these northern teams, to be as downright brutal to win as it is?
To be honest, I didn't really know a whole lot about the NSIC coming in, and just kind of came in with an open mind, and here I am 4 years later and enjoying every minute of it. So,
you guys have one of the most brutal schedules. You have a fall portion of the schedule. In the winter, you're expected to be training and lifting and doing all the things you need to do to get ready for then for the spring portion of the season. How do you ever find time to go to school?
Well, that's the beauty of creating our own schedules, kind of. And we all kind of hit at our own times throughout the entire year, or through the winter anyways. But with the lifting schedules, Corey, who's not here anymore, he's with the Pittsburgh Pirates AAA team. He, him and PJ, they set up pretty flexible lifting times for us, and we just go when we can, and if we can't make it, we can't make it. So here we are.
You guys, really, it's a couple of strokes difference between medalist and, like, 12th place at a lot of these tournaments. Is it as competitive as some of the summer tournaments that you guys play in?
They're definitely more, like, focused. I mean, summer tournaments, yeah, we're focused, but we're also having a lot of fun because it's not something that means a whole lot. I mean, yeah, it means something that summer tournaments do, but I don't know, just something about playing for a team that makes you focus a little bit more, that makes everything kind of just seem like it, I don't know, matters. It matters more when it's a team aspect mm-hmm. of things.
You, unfortunately, are a victim of a couple of really good recruiting classes that Akron has had. You were fighting to get into that top five. How much better of a person does that make you when you've had to deal with some adversity and you've had to, you know, come through when it mattered, so to speak?
I mean, coming in, I was a part of a recruiting class of six, and there's only two of us left. And every year he's kind of brought in more and more guys, and that kind of keeps the competition together. But then getting beat out, it kind of forces you to take a step back, and you almost got to be like a cheerleader for your teammates, which is not always a bad thing. I mean, you always got to encourage your teammates to be better. So, I don't know. It's fun. It's fun.
Ian McKenzie Olsen won about every tournament he played in last year as a freshman. This year, I think he led the team once. The competition is fierce on that team, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. He's a great player, and he's definitely changed the culture of this program by himself. I mean, just the work ethic that he puts in, and the results obviously showed last year. And I don't know, he just kind of had an off year this year, whatever it may have been that caused
him.
Yeah,
he still came in, what, 12th in the NSIC last week?
Yeah. Yeah. It, wow. That's an off year for him, I guess. But, no, he's a great player, and I wish him nothing but the best in his future, and I'm excited to watch him, see where he goes with his life and all that. So,
you are one of the rare ones. You're going to play football next year.
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not common for a golfer to say, hey, coach, can I go play football? So, I don't know. I've always been a pretty big guy and got kind of recruited out of high school to play football and golf. And I chose the golf route and kind of always had this little itch in the back of my head that said, man, you should have went and go played football. But I don't know, just the opportunity to even, you know, be able to play football is crazy. I mean, it's awesome.
What is your major?
Sport management.
So you've got another year left.
Yep.
So you said, what the heck, I might as well continue to be an athlete.
Right, yeah. So the reason why I wanted to do it, number one, was to keep myself in shape. Because I know when you're not held accountable to work out and stuff, things can go downhill real fast. But and the other thing was I just wanted to be part of a team again. And football is a big team. There's a lot of big dudes on that team. And
well, Isaac Honor just said he's never been he was a soccer player in high school. Because I've never been a part of a team with 100 guys.
Yeah.
Where he, to use his saying, where everybody's got each other's back.
Yeah, it's a close family, and you can definitely feel that when you're out on the field with them guys. I mean, everybody's giving you a hard time for doing something, but when you do it right, everybody's got your back, and they're cheering you on, and vice versa when they're doing something good.
What position do you play?
Right now they're going to have me at tight end fullback.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I can't lie. He walked in and I said, we've already had Isaac Honorud on for football.
I know.
There's no men's track team for him to be like a, you know, a thrower. I thought maybe he was somebody's boyfriend. I didn't know. I thought he was coming in for emotional support, and then I find out he's a golfer.
He might be.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I've always kind of been a big guy, but since October, I've put on about 40 pounds. So
wow.
Yeah.
How has that altered your golf swing?
It's hard to tell, honestly. It feels the same. I'm not a huge, like, video guy, so I don't look at my swing a whole lot. I just kind of swing the swing and play the golf game that I have.
Were you as glued to the TV as Kel and I certainly were a couple weeks ago at
the Masters?
Tiger on Sunday at the Masters?
Oh, I'd be lying if I said I didn't tear up on Sunday.
We all did.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
How inspiring is that story? I know I asked Lauren Stockman. We'll hear that conversation coming up. As a golfer, it's got to be, especially as a young golfer, how inspiring is it to see a guy who had already been in his heyday, gone through all that adversity, a back surgery, and now he's making his comeback?
It's inspiring, honestly. I mean, no matter how much you get knocked down, there's always a chance for you to get back up. And I think that speaks a lot to life. And Tiger just put that to good use this last week or so.
You've been a part of fierce competition. You've been a part of intense rounds of golf competitively. Can you imagine being his other two of that threesome on Sunday?
Oh.
Never having to deal with a Tiger gallery. Never having to deal with that darn Sunday red shirt.
Honestly, I would have just liked to have been there for the atmosphere. I mean, I don't know how Finau, and I'm blanking on the other guy.
Yeah, I don't even remember who his partners were that day.
I mean, I couldn't imagine even standing over the ball and thinking, I have a chance at winning this golf tournament right now.
Against Tiger Woods?
Right, right. I mean, I think there's no doubt in my mind or anybody's mind that he's back, and he's going to be back for a while, I hope. So should be fun to watch.
You were saying you're a bigger guy. I watch a lot of golf. Brooks Koepka looks like a football player, too, if you watch any golf. He's probably built like you are, or you vice versa.
Yeah, I've probably got a little more of the belly region than he does right now, but
you're from John Daly.
You're a tight end. You need that.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's true. But, he's making a name that, you know, golf is not just a let's go out and play. It's a, you got to work at this. And I think it's kind of put the name that, you know, when people ask, hey, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I got golf workouts. And they're like, what? Why do you work out for golf? It's like, well, so I can get better. You know, why do you work out for football? You know, so you can get better. So it's just, I don't know, just speaks volumes to the work ethic that he puts in off the course, and then it kind of translates onto the course.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people think of weight training as a golf thing.
Yeah.
But Tiger Woods obviously had to do some as well to get back into physical shape after his back surgery.
Right.
But a lot of those golfers are following suit now, doing a lot more of that cardio and weight training and stuff, because you need that while you're on a course. Those guys don't get used to use a cart at the Masters. So.
Right. And that, I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but that is one of the most undulated golf courses on the planet. And for them to be able to walk that course for four straight days.
Oh. Well, five with a practice run.
Right.
I mean, imagine how many miles they put on.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Unreal.
What's your favorite course to play?
I like my hometown course of Hawley, strictly because I score well there. I shot 62 there five times this last summer. And
nice.
Wow.
won the club tournament shooting 63 or better. So, I don't know, something about the course that just, it's not very long, but I've played it since I was in seventh grade, so.
See, that's funny. The more often I played a course, the more I thought that I knew where to hit it, and the worse I'd hit it. Never seemed to fail.
Yeah.
What's one shot, one putt, one whatever that you're always going to remember about your time here playing golf?
For whatever reason, the last putt I hit at Shoal Creek, I don't know why, just the group I had. I was playing with Ben Coisty. He's from Crookston, and we played together a lot freshman year and continued on, and I don't know, just that last putt, just like, man, this is it. Right here, it was 2 feet.
Yeah. Well, that can be one of the worst ones to have to hit.
Yeah. But then probably the one drive I'll remember, I was at Topeka Country Club freshman year. It was 410 yard par four up the hill a little bit. Eckern comes up to me and he's like, what's the play here? And I'm like, well, I'm going to drive the green. And he's like, you're going to what?
410 up the hill?
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm assuming you did then.
And there was like a 10-mile-an-hour wind behind me, and I swung as hard as I possibly could and flew it to the front of the green and rolled it to like 15 feet.
Did you eagle?
No. Putting is tough for me.
Please tell me you made that birdie putt, though.
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's two memorable shots for me right there.
I gave up the game because it was so frustrating. Have you ever had that feeling?
Oh, all the time.
Have you ever sold your clubs and then gone to go buy them back?
Never.
This guy.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice.
That's I hope I never have to do that, to be honest with you.
Do you still want to play competitively?
I think I'm going to take a little break. I think I'm going to take the summer just to kind of work and live instead of live at a golf course for once. I mean, I've worked at a golf course. Last summer I did, I was there every single day from 5 to 1 and then went and played golf. So, I don't know.
That can get long.
Mm-hmm. It can, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just excited to do something different.
Well, we will see you at the Chet next fall.
Hopefully.
Cody, best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate everything.
Cody Cook of the men's golf team, our guest, our final Beaver Fever Friday. We are at Giovanni's right here on the Beaver Radio Network.